All right, you ready?
We've done it 100 times. Just, the same as usual.
Welcome to the Hoot and Holler podcast. I'm Candace, also known as Dabs of Candy on all social media. And to my left, my best friend, my co-host is
Whitney. With Sparkle Shine on all the social medias. I like how you hesitated with the left part.
Because
like
I did.
On my right.
I was like, I get
left and my right.
You know, I can't think that quickly. But anyway.
It happens.
If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast app, you can also watch this episode on YouTube at Hoot and Holler TV. You can catch us on all our social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, if you like, at Hoot and Holler TV. Don't forget to like, comment,
subscribe,
and hit that notification bell.
Ding, ting.
I like that. That was nice.
You said I wasn't a good backup.
Look at that. I mean, you learn quickly. I gave you one constructive criticism. You fixed it on the next line. Look at that.
I know.
Look at God. This episode is sponsored by Road Trips. Because this whole episode is about things that we discovered or found on recent road trips. So
because we notice everything.
Yeah. I love our road trips because it's funny. Like, we've noticed the most oddest things. Because we're also graphic designers, we notice like different signs
all and the signs, yeah.
Things that we wouldn't do. It's like, that looks hideous. You can't read that. It's
why would you do that?
Yeah, it's like, I wouldn't pick those colors, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just randomness. But it's always a good time. So I mean, and it doesn't. We don't have to go far.
No,
like we literally went. What's Columbus? What, 30 minutes from here?
40. Yeah, more like close to an hour. From here.
30, 45 minutes. It doesn't matter. We can find any joy. Out there on the road, any joy. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
You're kind of stumbling today. It's okay.
I haven't been drinking, I promise.
That's why I'm stumbling, because I have not had water in 24 hours. I need to drink more water. I've just been
You should probably do it, because it is hot as Hades.
I know.
Today. I don't know what, who pissed off the sun, but they sorry.
Yeah, for real. Man, all I did, I got up and I got ready and I went. It's my birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday to you.
I decided to treat myself. I'm gonna do like the preacher and keep talking over you while you're.
Yeah. It's your birthday. I guess I'll give you this.
So I decided I'm gonna treat myself, and I basically live at the Dollar General on a good day anyway. So I just went down the road and I bought whatever I wanted. I looked like a kid in a candy store just buying. Like, I bought Kit Kats and energy drinks and chips and all the things. And just doing that and coming right back, like 10 miles down the road and back. When I got back, I was just drenched. And I'm like, I don't want to go to hell. I can't handle it. I'm not made for it.
This makes you rethink your life decisions.
It does.
It's that eye.
It does. I'm not down for that.
If I'm selected, you know, in the draft to go.
To hell. They do a draft now? Ah, crap.
Possibly. Maybe we'll there's see. A pulling of straws. I don't know. I don't plan on finding out. But if by happenstance I'm in the draft, you think they let me take my Yeti cup?
I don't know, man. I'm going to say no. I don't think you get to take a prize, will you? you think they ever have like a raffle for a little bit of relief down there?
Man, like a ice block.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes.
Yeah, because that's all it's going to last. It better be a big one, like the size of this table. Yeah. It's like you get 2 minutes with the ice block, and it's like, thank you.
Hail lottery.
And they do it just because they know if they give you a little bit of hope, it's going to be worse afterwards.
Fire bingo.
Musical chairs where the music never stops. You're just walking in circles for days. Oh, my God. That's torture.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
So let's just try not to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We could convert to Judaism.
Why that particularly?
they don't believe in hell.
They don't.
No, no Jesus, no hell. It's just
that's going to be medium. Really messed up if they find out differently.
For either.
Someone should
either
probably,
way.
Someone may should tell them.
Well, not me.
I'm not going
to. But it
I'm,
sounds like a good time.
I guess. Anyway, but it just, I mean, it takes the horror story off the table for children.
Yeah. How are you going to make them act right?
Exactly.
That's why Jewish mothers are the way they are.
How are they? I don't have any experience there.
It's
clearly.
It's like a stereotype, may or may not be real. But how like Jewish mothers are all like up in their kids' business all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my mama.
Maybe your mom's Jewish.
I don't think so. I don't think she is.
We could be wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so something we noticed when we went to Huntsville and we went to this nice area. We went to Whole Foods for the first time and Trader Joe's. That was cool.
Yeah.
And
I had my first macaroon.
Macaroon.
They
were good.
Whatever.
They were expensive, but they were great.
It's like, what, five for $10?
Yeah.
$12. I don't know how much it was.
Six. Yeah, six for $10 or $11.
Yeah, that's it.
Expensive, but they were great.
That was delicious. I got the lemon. It was pretty good.
We went back and did it twice. But one thing we noticed in all of these areas, like these new areas where all this, the up and coming, the hot spots were, we were looking around and we were like, you know, you know that you're in a fancy area when the stores are named after random objects.
Like two random objects. Just,
like, for example, these are real stores in Huntsville in the same area. And we were like, yeah, we're in the rich part of town.
Right.
First up, Ivy and Oak. Have no idea what they sell.
No idea. Why would you confuse the people? Like, I mean, if I go to Dollar Tree, which, by the way, they just need to change the name.
They do.
They need to change. It's called a dollar and something. Or do something.
Dollar Tree 50.
You know, Dollar Tree plus. Maybe that's what it is. Just Dollar Tree plus. Mm-hmm. Just add a little plus sign.
You know?
That would fix the problem.
Yeah.
That would fit. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. I just randomly thought, go ahead. Sorry.
But you know what you're in for there. I have no idea what Ivy and Oak would sell. Is it a boutique?
Ivy and Oak.
Do they sell flowers? Is it a flower shop?
Camping gear.
Like, this sounds like a rash. Like Poison Ivy. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Poison Ivy and Poison Oak's camping gear.
Yep. I like it. Definitely. All right. This one I think I got. Hand and Stone.
Okay. Let me guess what they sell there here. Hand and Stone. Sand, Stone, Cheese Grater Action. Hand and Stone. Pizza place.
No.
What is it? A spa?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like a massage place. You know how they have the hot rocks they put on you? Hand and Stone.
It could still be fire pizza, like it pizza could be. Stones and
you know.
Just saying. It could be a pizza place.
You know.
I think they need to remake their business model.
Yeah.
If it's a spa, change it.
Yep. Yep.
It's better as a pizza place.
Yep.
What's the other one?
The next one I saw was called Bark and Barrel.
Bark and Barrel. I got this one. Bark and Barrel. Pet supplies.
Dog training.
Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, dang it. I've not got one.
No. Ah. If I had not seen this place myself, I would not know what it did, what they do. They're a barbecue place.
That has
bark
to
from the tree, the barrel that they cook in, fancy barbecue.
Yeah,
but see, what I'm picturing when I hear bark and barrel.
Why do rich people go ruin things that don't need to be ruined? Like, why did you have to make barbecue fancy? Bark and Barrel, clearly they train dogs. Clearly.
There's one in Tupelo. Brick and Spoon.
I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the Brick is for. They're a brunch place.
I don't either.
Spoon makes sense.
Yeah.
But Brick?
Brick and Spoon. Let's see. What does that sound more like? Brick and Spoon. I don't get brunch.
Handmade utensil jewelry.
It's
bashing it with the brick.
Yeah, to flatten it's off-brand Pottery Barn.
Yep.
Discount Pottery Barn.
I still have no clue. It's been there for years. I have no clue why the brick part.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, I mean, if they were doing
maybe
like.
Maybe it's because it's a brick and mortar building or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Still don't make no sense.
I don't know. I think that's the only one around us that has the weird.
I think so.
Two names.
Yeah, I think so. What was the last one?
Oh, Bark and Barrel. I picture, you know, like the Dog Olympics. I don't know what they are. The competitions where they've got them jumping over stuff and running through stuff. That's what I think when I hear
that's
Bark and Barrel.
That's that pet training? Yeah. That's what it should be.
Not barbecue is not what comes to mind.
At all.
The last one, and this is right down the road from Bark and Barrel, is called Cork and Crust.
Cork and Crust. Cork and Crust. So I know wine bottles have corks.
Mm-hmm.
Cork and Crust. Cork and Crust. Cork and Crust. Wine and, let me think like a rich person. Wine and pizza.
Yep.
Yay!
Yep. Yep. Good job.
Yay!
There is another one around here. I don't know if it's in Tupelo. Board and Brush. But that makes sense.
Don't they do like paintings or something? Painting or something?
Yeah. They do like,
Brush.
They do like the door hangers and stuff, so they're painting on wood most of the time.
I mean, I give them A for effort and trying to be, you know, unique and cutting edge, but you're just confusing the people. I like, you know, when I hear names, I want to know.
Yeah, like,
I want to get an idea in my head of what it is already.
Why not name your restaurant like Fork and Spoon?
You know? At least I know it's a restaurant. I may not know what they sell.
Plate and napkin. Let's see. What would you name your liquor store?
My liquor store? Let's see.
100 proof and tripping.
100 proof and tripping. DUI.
DUI.
That's what I would name it. Don't that sound like a good time?
It does.
That sounds like a good time. They have a wide variety.
Yep.
You can get a DUI 3,000 ways.
Yep.
Just come here. We got what you need for your next trip to the county. So she noticed about the random names for upscale, uppity stores that make no sense. What I don't understand is why do they have signs and billboards on the side of the road and asking me random questions on my road trip?
Yeah.
Stuff like, got Jesus.
I've seen that one. Got Jesus.
Pregnant. Well, what if I am? Why is that your business?
I know, right? Why are you asking me personal questions?
Why are you asking me personal questions? I'm just trying to get the Buc-ee's.
Need a divorce?
Yeah. Exactly. Injured? I don't understand why this is your business. I don't get it. Like, I don't know what I'm saying. Questions? If I do, what do you want me to put on the side of the road and ask you?
Text me.
You're going to see somebody randomly up there is like, I need to know what to do. Said questions. It's like, do I stop at this particular spot and ask questions? I can't ask any questions until I see this billboard. That's it. You got to wait here.
It's like, but I have questions and I just ask Google. Why did somebody pay for that billboard?
No, you don't ask Google. You ask the billboard, woman.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
What are you talking about? Anyway, tired. Is this a rest stop?
I know, right?
I mean, this doesn't look
tired?
Like a
have
holiday
you
inn.
Have you tried cocaine?
I can't eat.
Have
I
you
can't
tried
sleep.
Amphetamines?
I can't eat and I can't sleep, but I got to clean this house on the street.
Yeah.
Meth. That never gets old. Aww. That just never gets old. Yeah, so I don't understand like the random questions. I mean, they'd be sitting out in like open fields. They have them on billboards. And it's like, I'm driving. I have to circle back around to get the rest of the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I just need to make that look better. You just going to yawn in the middle of talking? Like, I'm trying to get my TED talk.
Sorry.
And you just going to be interrupted?
I've held a man the whole time.
I mean, you think because it's your birthday, you just do what you want to do.
I'm getting old, man.
This is hoot and holler. This ain't just about you, woman.
My bad. I'd like to apologize if my actions have hurt anyone or offended anyone.
We'll release a press statement for you later.
I'm going to get canceled.
So, got a question. This is not really road trip related, but it's something to be discussed. You know, maybe do a road trip. So, you know, people come out with movies and then, you know, if it's received well, a lot of times they'll make a sequel or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are some movies have more than just a sequel. They have like a series of them. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what series, what movie that has a series like that, that has more than one or two versions of it, could you watch no matter how many they release? There could be 132 of them and you will still watch that 132.
I already know your second answer.
You know my answer.
I have several.
Okay, well, name them. Tell the people.
Anything related to Harry Potter, I'll watch. Like, you know, even the spinoffs, the Beast and whatever things. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings, I've watched everything that's come out, prequels and all that junk.
Right.
Apparently, Indiana Jones, somehow I keep getting wrangled into watching those. And as much as I'm going to get hate for this, Star Wars, I've watched all the different series on Disney that they've added.
Yeah,
like about I've watched the Han Solo movie, I've watched the Mandalorian series, Boba Fett series, like all the different movies that came, like all of it.
Okay.
I just can't, I'll put it off for a while, but I eventually end up getting sucked
to me
it's
just like all your movies are about the same, like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
They're
about
stuff.
The same. Star Wars, all that. Yep. It's all along the same lines. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think you got some fans out there that
oh,
that,
yeah. You know, oh, yeah. There's a lot
the same
of
same thing, you know?
Now, I'm not the type that's going to go wait at midnight for a book to drop or wait in line for 7 hours to get into a premiere of the movie. You know, I'll watch it on my own time. I ain't worried about all that. I'm not that big of a fan.
No.
But I will eventually watch it.
So, you know the one, but I do have a couple other to add to the conversation. Mm-hmm. So Fast and the Furious. I don't care how many buildings they jump off of. I don't care how many cars they wreck. I don't care how unrealistic and just not even possible things that they do with vehicles. I'm going to watch every single last one of them.
I saw a meme this week and I thought of you. Talking about they could have sent Vin Diesel after that submarine and he would have gone and got it.
And sure would have. Would have dropped the line and pulled it up with a helicopter.
There would have been a waterproof charger going down.
Okay. Okay. Would have went and got it within 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So so that one, and I like all the Mission Impossibles.
Okay. Didn't know that one.
Yeah. And then the other one would be, and it just left me, dadgum it.
Oh, no. You know anything about it, let me guess.
Squirrels.
I know a few movies with squirrels. I'm gonna do like Bert Kreischer and just start badly describing movies.
No, don't,
as their titles.
Don't break my train of thought. I'm in deep thought right now. Hold on.
All right, I'm trying to guess.
I said Fast and the Furious. It's an action movie. I know it is because that's like my. I'm kind of
do you know who's in it?
Adrenaline.
Transporter?
No, I know what it is. Okay, so like all the Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Even the ones with all the women.
The women, yeah.
Like it. Love it.
I've never watched the one with the women. I didn't make it past Ocean's 12.
Oh my gosh.
I need to watch. Was it
Are
good?
You a feminist?
Was it good?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I haven't seen the new Ghostbusters with the women's in it either. Was it good? Did you see it?
But see, I'm not big on Ghostbusters.
I like
it
Ghostbusters.
Was okay.
I just never watched it. There are a lot of movies that are on my list that I just never took the time to watch. Like, I want to. If somebody brings it up, I'm like, dang, I've been meaning to watch that. And
right.
I never do.
And there's a lot of great movies out right now.
Yeah.
There's a new. Oh, I know what it was because it's out now. John Wick. Like all those movies. Yes, John. There's a new John Wick out, and I know you ain't watched none of them.
I gotta watch them.
Man. Is it four? Is this the fourth one? I think it is the fourth one.
What's the one with a dude from The Office, Jim from The Office? Is it.
That one. Yep, that's a good time. That's a real good one.
Oh, my God.
Yep, seen that one twice.
Why am I thinking Tom Clancy? That's not it. That's what's in my head.
I like the Bourne Identity. That's a good time.
Matt Damon's one of those actors whose head keeps growing. Like John Travolta. You know, the actors whose heads just keep getting bigger and bigger as they get older.
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm going to have to go back and Google now and look at images.
Oh, my God. Him and John Travolta are probably some of the worst, where their heads just keep growing.
I've never heard of such. I think you made that up.
Oh, let me Google.
You might be lying in your left and right eye. All right,
let me look up John Krasinski.
Is that his name?
Yeah, okay. Krasinski movies.
Jumanji. Jurassic Park.
Tom Clancy. I was right. Jack Ryan. Okay. I want to watch that, and I haven't watched that either.
Yeah.
So I was on, look at me.
I mean, okay. And if you want to go like, you know, Pixar, DreamWorks, Disney route, Shrek.
Yeah.
I watch all of them.
Yeah.
The first one, though, is the best one. You got to agree, right? First Shrek is the best one. My favorite scene, and you already know, is the interrogation with the gingerbread man. I love it. Lord Farquaad.
I do too.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a monster. You're a monster. Look, if you Google John Travolta's head keeps getting bigger, there are so many articles about it.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, look, compared, he has a small head there and it just keeps getting bigger.
The man gained weight. He got older.
I mean, his head just keeps getting gigantic.
Because when you gain weight, things grow and implode.
It's huge. At Leo DiCaprio. Yep, him too.
You know, they do get like fillers and stuff with cosmetic surgery and stuff. So, maybe it is.
You know, your
I don't know.
Your nose and your ears never stops growing. And that's why a lot of old men have like big floppy ears and the big noses.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh my God. Yes.
Is there a shot to stop that? Because
I know, right?
I don't want things to get disproportioned.
Matt Damon.
I can't believe we're sitting here looking up.
Bigger. Look, the things.
The growth of someone's head.
Look at his head now. Look at what he looks like now.
That is not him.
Big old
is not him.
Big old fat head. I've seen him in like he was in the Thor movies. Mm-hmm. You know, he plays an actor in the last two Thor movies.
Right.
I'm like, that is not Matt Damon that I grew up with.
Now, speaking of like Thor, I was late.
Watch every Marvel movie. Yeah,
I was late to the game, and I went and watched them chronological order, not the way that they were released, but the way that it actually is in time. So I did that with last year. Did I do it last year? Yeah. And I love the Marvel series. I love all of them. I'm so sad about the Avengers
being done.
I was like, it was just getting good. I was just getting involved.
I know.
By the way, brings me to a gripe that I have with Thanos. You ruined the whole world because there was a shortage in food. Who's going to eat it now? Who's going to enjoy it? You killed everybody. Congratulations. Oh, you solved nothing.
Oh, my God. My kids watch.
Makes no sense.
My kids watch this guy on YouTube, and I hate that I can't, you know, give him credit because I cannot remember the guy's name.
Yeah.
Somebody
knows.
But it's something the assistant, and he makes these animated videos, and one of them is the assistant calling out Thanos. About, like, you thought you were solving world hunger, but all you did was interrupt the supply chain and demand.
Right.
Chain, supply. Did I say that backwards?
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
And then just supply chain. Demand of a chain of a supply.
Y'all know what I mean.
The way things work. Let's just simplify. The way stuff works.
But if half of the population just randomly disappeared...
Right.
You just lost truck drivers, boat captains. I nearly said boat drivers. I got it right. train conductors.
Yeah.
Sure.
Those guys.
All the things. Planes are falling out of the sky. Trucks are... farmers are dying. Hell, we just lost half our crops because killed farmers.
But at the same time, it's like being stood up on a date. We have all this great food, but nobody shows up to dinner because they're dead.
It's terrible.
This is a horrible plan. So what should I talk to you about this?
Terrible.
So he was a douche too, man. I ain't like
him. Yeah, he was.
You beat up on him like that, man. Mm-mm. You don't touch Iron Man like that.
Nope.
I like Iron Man too.
I do too. He's such a smart aleck. I like it.
Yeah, I like his movies as well.
Yeah. His are the greatest.
I don't know which one's my favorite. Which one would be your favorite of all the Iron Man? It's three of them, right?
Yeah. The third one, not so much.
I think the second one was probably...
second was pretty good.
Yeah, I think the second one was the best for me. Yeah.
My art teacher in college kind of ruined the first one for me. Because, right, so before I even saw the movie, it had just come out. And we had just started the first semester I was there. And he was like, so my motto for this year is going to be get out of the cave. And all of us are like, what's he talking about? And then he's like, tells the whole story of Iron Man being in the cave and how he built the thing and saved himself mm-hmm. and escaped from the cave. And you've got to think outside of the box. You got to get out of the cave. So the whole year, you're almost there. You just got to get out of the cave. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's like, I hate this movie now.
Yes. So when I actually watched the movie, I'm like,
right.
Over it. No, it was a good movie. It's pretty good. I want to know why old dude, Stan Lee, named the woman Pepper Potts. Who named somebody Pepper Potts? It's like naming somebody Salt Shaker. I'm like, what is I don't know. I don't get it.
Maybe there was like a draw of names. It's like, okay, whatever two you pick, that's it. Pepper. Okay, we can work with that, Pepper.
That's
all right.
Different.
All right, here's the bowl for the last names. Go ahead and pick. We're going somewhere. Potts.
Alliteration. I like it.
Perfect. Perfect. I guarantee it's kind of like the store names. It's like it's the same thing. That could be one of the stores. Pepper Potts.
Ivy Oaks. Leather and Lace. I do like though how they played it where, you know, she became like the female Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then I do like how they made Natalie Portman become like the female Thor.
Yeah.
That was cool. Those two things were cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she was cool.
I got really excited when I saw her, like the hammer come flying, and he's like, whoa.
He was like,
and then I'm like, yeah.
You're the only one. I'm the only one that's supposed to be able to do that.
And she's like dressed like him and everything. Right. I'm like, yeah. That movie was so corny, but it was cute. It was funny.
Right.
How he keeps talking to Mjolnir, his hammer, and he's like, I've just missed you. And then his other new hammer is like peeking around the corner.
Right. Before I watched the series, you told me to watch we had it on at the shop. Loving, what was it? Thor?
Ragnarok. Yeah.
The Loving
Love and Thor hadn't come in. Thunder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thunder.
It hadn't come in, which wouldn't be great, by the way.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But
it
was okay.
There were
parts of it, but as a whole.
It was kind
of
corny overall.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But Ragnarok. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I can't remember the rock guy's name, but I will never forget when Thor is asking him, like, why are you here? Why are you locked up? And he's like, well, I'd staged a rebellion, but I didn't print enough flyers, and only my mom and dad came. And it's like,
so I'm thinking, like, how many flyers did you make if only two people came? That's it?
Like, I handed out 25 flyers, and two people showed up, and we rebelled.
Like, heck of a meeting you got here, guys.
And then when he goes to fight Hulk, and he's like, oh, I know this guy.
Right.
We're friends. And it's like, bam, bam, bam. Right.
I never understood, though, about Hulk, like, what happened for where he couldn't transform
back into Bruce.
Right.
I don't remember.
Or vice versa, because he was having trouble staying as Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, because when on Doctor Strange, like, he couldn't. He's like, you know, he's talking all his junk and he's expecting him to become Hulk, and it's just not happening. It's like jump in here, buddy.
And then one of the last ones, he was kind of that in between. He had kind of figured out a happy
maybe he medium. Was just like in a conflict of like,
he
I don't
like
want to be
the Hulk wearing a sweater vest and glasses.
Yeah, I just didn't understand. I didn't get like how that happened or what was going on with his character to make that anyway.
But I've missed stuff. Like, I need to watch there's five or six of them I need to watch that have come out recently that I haven't, but I want to watch them in order. And I made it up to like Ragnarok, and then I've got to keep going from there.
Right.
Watching it in order.
I suggest that though, if anybody is into the Marvel movies, like watch it in chronological order. If you're not, if you've never watched one like I hadn't at that time before I started that, it did help to watch them in that order because everything made sense. People that have been watching Marvel movies for, you know, longer than I had, they probably could have kept up with it. But I like watching in order because it helps everything to make sense to me.
And always keep watching
past the credits.
Past the credits. Yep. Because there's little tidbits that add back up. Later, it's cool.
And I was very sad when, you know, Thanos killed the blue dude. What's his name? With the one, he had the stone in his head. I don't remember. Anyway.
I'm drawing a blank.
We should Google that.
Yes, I can see his face. I know that he was Iron Man's assistant's voice. I cannot. Oh my God.
He was.
Vision.
That's what it was.
Vision.
Yeah.
I had to think. I was like, WandaVision.
Vision. Yeah. I hated that. I was so sad.
I know.
I was like, he was so nice.
Don't Disney have them on Disney Plus in chronological?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, Disney Plus, they do have them. I mean, they have them in like the different, was it phases that they like released them? And then the way that they actually released them. And then they have them in the chronological order and the way things actually happen. So, yeah, that's why I suggest, you know, doing
that. What have you been watching that you would suggest this week?
What have I watched?
I started watching, well, one, The Bear came back out. I think it came out Friday. I finished it today. Love The Bear on Hulu. Have you watched it?
What is The Bear?
It's about a restaurant. And The Bear is the nickname of the dude. His brother owned the restaurant. It's like this beef place in Chicago, kind of a greasy spoon type place. Mm-hmm. And he had gone to school, the bear had gone to school for fine dining. Like he had a Michelin star. Like he went to the finest dining places as a sous chef and stuff.
Cool.
And his brother died. His brother killed himself. And he inherited this greasy spoon. So now he's got to make it something.
Cool.
And it is chaos, but it is awesome.
Let's see, I'm looking back at my list here. Oh, The Extraction 2 came out. That movie's really good. I don't know if you've seen
Extraction. What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
I need to look that one up.
One thing I did watch was, hold on, I'm trying to find it, guys. I'm sorry.
I started on Apple TV, The Therapist Next Door. Yeah. It's got Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd in it. And it is strange. I've only made it 4 episodes in. It looks good, though.
If you're into, cooking stuff, Barbecue Showdown.
I watched the first season, and I was just I watched the second season just came out.
I watched the second season. I didn't even watch the first season. It was really good, because, I mean, it's like, I personally have been on a mission to, like, perfect barbecue. My grilling.
Yeah.
And, like, I always have trouble getting my charcoal right.
Yeah.
And I actually did it. Not perfect, but heck of a lot better than it was.
On Mother's Day?
On
Father's Day?
I don't know when it was. Anyway, I think it was before Mother's Day. It was before Mother's Day. But anyway, so I was really, like, stoked and proud of myself because I always either put too much charcoal or I'm not letting it get up to temperature and I put too much lighter fluid and then the juices get to dripping down and then I have flare-ups and stuff.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't have any flare-ups. It, you know... I did better with, you know, not using too much charcoal.
Yeah.
So I was really happy about that. But they like, they're doing all kinds of things. And there's this one guy on here. It's a black guy on there. Whenever he cooks his, whatever the challenge is, he always cooks a dessert that man can just throw down.
Yeah. I need to watch this new
his
season.
His desserts looked as good as his food and stuff. And it's really good.
The first season I watched was cool. And I learned a lot about like sausages and stuff because they had them cook. Like they would have them do some kind of challenge, like an old school way of cooking, like pit barbecue, where the holes in the ground and you're
right
and all this stuff.
Yeah, and they basically do it. I guess they probably do similar challenges, maybe like the similar cooking styles, maybe just different meats or whatever. But they do have one with the sausage or whatever, and that same guy was doing a sausage, and it was like. Sausages has kind of been everybody's like
downfall
on things. It's like so for you to take that on was like brave,
ballsy,
and I'm not gonna tell you what happened, but
I'm gonna start that when we get back from supper tonight.
But it's really good. It's really good. I mean, it's you do learn some different things, like, because they even, like, give you, like, you know, how things cook and stuff. So it's more of an explanation of how certain meats do on the grill. And you know, like, one challenge was, like, you got to do it, like, a barbecue competition style. So we're looking at the bark color and all of these other fancy terms that we don't know anything about if we're not in that world.
Bark and barrel.
Yeah. There it is.
We just got it. Yeah. Look at you. Full circle.
Full circle. There it is. There it is. Thank you, guys.
You solved the mystery.
Do I win something?
I'll buy you something to eat.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
I'm good. But it's really cool. I like that one.
One more and then we'll be done. Okay. I watch, if you like whodunit type mystery detective TV shows, there's a cool one on Peacock, and it's got... Y'all forgive me, I don't know her name, but if you watched Orange is the New Black, you'll know who I'm talking about. Lion hair lesbian chick. Can't think of her name. I'll show you in a minute. Anyway, so she has her own storyline going on, but she's on the run from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this thing that she's always had since she can remember, where if she hears anybody say anything, she knows if they're lying or not. She's like a human lie detector.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is. If they're like, yeah, I had eggs for breakfast, she'll say bull crap under her breath because she's like, I heard that and I knew it was a lie.
Yeah.
And so she's on the run from basically gangsters and the five families and all this because she got in trouble with poker and stuff.
Okay.
But anyway, her name is Charlie Kale, and every episode she's on the run and she's realized, like, I got to do something to make money to keep going. So she'll find a job for like a week somewhere, a few days somewhere, to make cash on the side so she can afford gas and food and stuff. And everywhere she stops, she ends up like kind of accidentally finding, like, death finds her somehow.
You're right.
And she ends up, like, solving these mysteries. Hmm. But it's cool because she can't just go call the cops. And she's not a detective. And the way that they work it all together is really cool. So if you like that kind of thing, it's really good.
Okay.
You need to check that out. On Peacock, called Poker Face is the name of it.
All right. So we gave y'all some great suggestions on movies. If y'all want to, you know, check those out. You know, we got 4th of July coming up. So, you know, maybe, you know, start watching some of these, you know, with your family on 4th of July. This was very random episode.
We hadn't had our lives together. So we just hope y'all enjoy our stupidity and randomness. You know,
we try to put it together and make it something.
Yeah.
It may be like a Mr. Potato Head and you got an ear over here, but it still has both ears. And
Mr.
That's the
Potato
most
Head podcast. All right.
It still has both ears. That's what have to look at the bright side.
That's
guys.
What we'll start calling these episodes at the beginning. We'll just tell you this is a Potato Head podcast today. We are where we are.
I like what you're stepping in right there.
I
like that.
I do too.
All right. So that's it for us. We'll see y'all next week. Oh, just one note that we just released last episode, our best of funniest moments.
A recap.
Of the episode
so far.
Yeah, that we've done already.
It was
but
funny.
I want to put together like the stuff y'all don't see, because a lot of funny things happen.
We record
off
a lot
camera
before we
edit. Like,
most
times I just cut the camera on and we sit here and talk 10-15 minutes before and after. Sometimes it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's things that you're just not aware of.
That you will enjoy.
A lot of shenanigans. I might let y'all see that. We'll see.
Yep. It's going to be fun.
We appreciate y'all tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see y'all next time.
Holla y'all.